Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2.
Hey, this is Elijah B. on location, which means I'm in my car. I just wanted to have a conversation with you for a brief moment here. I had a great conversation with my mom last night and just kind of want to retell the story. And we were talking about religion in America, religious liberties. And we were talking about how religion has been slowly but surely kicked out of public square, from the Ten Commandments to saying the Pledge of Allegiance simply because it has God in it, to saying a prayer before school starts, all these different things. And my mom was talking about how all this was an injustice, and how, you know, if little Johnny or little Sarah doesn't want to say the pledge or doesn't want to say a prayer, well, then little Johnny and little Sarah can go outside and stay in the hallway. And so I played devil's advocate with her, and I said, well, Mom, why should little Johnny and little Sarah be singled out and told to go out into the hallway or whatever? And, you know, that affects their self-esteem and stuff. And my mom said, well, if little Sarah and little Johnny, if their parents have a problem with them saying the Pledge of Allegiance or saying a prayer, then maybe they need to consider putting their kids in a private school, or even better, how about homeschooling? And I thought, that's it right there. That's what's happened. The religious people being shunned out of the schools based on the minority, not even based on the majority, but based on a minority of kids taking away our rights to say the pledge and to say prayers in the public school system, even though our founding fathers promoted such things. But because of a minority of kids or kids' parents, we chose to put our kids as Christians into private schools, or even better, homeschool. So my wife and I, we homeschool our kids because we want them to have a great theological background. And my mom hit the nail on the head. It should not be the Christians who are having to pull their kids out of public school to put them in private schools or into homeschooling in order to get theology, basic theology. It should be those who are against religion and those things who should be taking their kids out of public school and putting them in the private schools and into homeschooling. All right, that's it. On location in Dallas, I'm Elijah B. Have a great day.